listening to the Paul McGuire Report. I'm Paul McGuire. I want to talk to you about culture, cultural influences that shape our consciousness, our minds, our spiritual beliefs, our religious beliefs, our moral beliefs, our sexual beliefs, and the continuum goes on and on and on. The bottom line is that what we receive into our beings, like the subconscious, like our mind, etc., our spirit man, our spirit woman, what we receive into ourselves, what we could call input, that has a dramatic effect on the way we act, what we think, what we believe, and how we plan and carry out our lives. And this is something that everyone should know the basics of. It shouldn't be a mystery. Everybody should know the basics of this, and everyone should have at least a thumbnail sketch of how this process works. And you may ask, well, what kind of process are you talking about, Paul? And I really want to get right down to it. The process I'm talking about is an age-old process known as indoctrination, propaganda, scientific mind control, social engineering, and many, many other terms, where people receive various inputs, and then those inputs go into their conscious and subconscious mind, and they shape and mold people into what people are deep inside themselves. Now, in my generation, and that would include probably many of your generations, we received a different kind of input, a different kind of programming than previous generations. Now, I don't know at this particular moment how many generations back in time would constitute previous generations, but it's certainly more than one. It's probably two, three, or four. And all I have to do, and I'm sure you are very much the same as me, all I have to do is observe the way young adults, children, all I have to do is observe the variation of behavior patterns and what we could call social norms in the culture that have radically changed, let's say, you know, every 5 to 10 years, probably less than that. So you can go incrementally back in time, and you can talk to young people, maybe your daughter, maybe your son, maybe somebody you know, and you'll notice that there's a big gap in what they believe and how they believe. There's a big gap in their behavior and their belief system. And that's because they were literally saturated in thinking, in programming, in brainwashing, in indoctrination, etc., that was very much completely different than what you were subjected to. So what happens is, as time goes on, the culture radically changes. In fact, it's such a radical change over the past 10, 20, 30 years that you really can't even recognize, for the most part, just how radical the changes are, because they're phenomenal, ultra-radical changes. Things that people do, that people say, that people, their behavior, things like that. Things that would never occur, perhaps, to you and me that would be the farthest thing, perhaps, to your mind and my mind and your imagination and my imagination, now becomes the new norm. And maybe you're like me, and there's a little bit of self-deception in that, but maybe you're a little bit like me. Maybe you think that, wow, you know, I would never be out of touch with the culture because, quote, I'm sophisticated, I'm connected to what's going on. I know a lot of people and interact with a lot of people in different age groups and so on and so forth. But the fact of the matter is, just give it 5 or 10 years and the world that you live in and what they now call the new normal or the new norms is radically different than the old norm or the old normals. We've had a radical revolution in the way people conduct their lives. And I don't want to get into a whole lot of specifics, because if I got into a whole lot of specifics, very quickly out of the gate, you and I would run into subject matter that would be inconceivable. Well, I don't know about inconceivable, but hard to believe, at the very least, that people believe and act and think in certain ways, because the entire social structure has radically changed. So let's take one area, only because it's an easy area to dissect and to analyze, and that would be in the areas of morality, right and wrong, and sexual morality, right and wrong, and sexual behavior, right and wrong. Now, those are easy ones because they're so in your face. And if you simply look at episodic television shows of today, and you look at them, episodic shows of 10 years ago and 10 years after that and 10 years after that. And if you go all the way back to when I was a little boy to Leave It to Beaver, the whole world is literally standing upside down on its head. There's been radical changes. And those changes show up in the area of what is now called the sexual or behavioral norms. The sexual and behavioral norms of our society are completely and radically different than they were for the most part when you and I were growing up. So the new normal is like really, for a lot of us, the new normal is really a radical version of the abnormal. But through processes like conditioning, social engineering, the psychological process of repetition, you see the entire restructuring in a radical way of society. So, what does this mean? Everything that's going on, it's like getting on a train. You get on a train at a particular stop, let's say hypothetically. And at one point in time, the train doesn't take you all the way into the city where you work. The train just takes you like halfway into the city where you work. Then 5 to 10 years later, as population expands, the train takes you all the way into the city. Well, social change is kind of like that. It dramatically changes what's happening. I remember this was probably 20 years ago, and it was a study of the sexual behavior and sexual norms of, quote, Christian high school students and college students. But I want to start with Christian high school students. And what the people that did the poll are a highly respected pollster. So they're known for their accuracy. They're not known for exaggeration and embellishment, etc. They're known for accuracy. And so what I discovered is that, well, this quite frankly shocked me. The sexual behavior, the sexual norms, or the new normal, of Christian high school students and college students, their sexual behaviors and attitudes were exactly the same as were the attitudes, the sexual attitudes and behaviors of secular or non-believing high school students and college students. So we, 20 years ago, we arrived at the destination where there is no difference, according to these pollsters. There's no objective, measurable, observable difference between the average or typical high school student or college student and the average or typical secular high school student or secular college. Their behaviors, their attitudes, their sense of what is right, what is wrong, they're exactly the same. Now that's pretty intense, because what that tells you is that there's no difference between the behavior, the sexual practices, etc., of Christian versus non-Christians, both in the adult category, the high school category, and the college category. So then when you peel back the onion even further, and this is where I want to be very delicate, and I'm going to do everything I can to be extremely delicate, but the following conversation is not appropriate for young ears, and you determine what young ears would constitute. This conversation is not acceptable to, in my opinion, it's not acceptable to high school students, college students, or whatever, but you're the parent. You have to make the determination, because you see, what's appropriate for one kid doesn't necessarily fit the criteria of another kid. Other kids may be dealing with a far more sophisticated reality. And if that's the case, if they're dealing with a far more sophisticated reality, and I'm not going to tell you how to raise your kids, that's your job. But one would think if they're dealing with a far more sophisticated reality that they would need biblical, intelligent, realistic answers to all kinds of questions. And so those discussions wouldn't necessarily be unsuitable. They very well may be desperately needed in the culture they live in. And so by not addressing it, you're not protecting them. You're guaranteeing them to fall into the chaos. Okay, now this goes way beyond just the area of human sexuality. But let's just say one thing. There are sexual practices today that when I was a kid or a high school students, or even a college student stuff, those behaviors were considered very extreme, very unusual and very off the charts. Okay, we got that. But here's the part where it gets really weird. Not only is the behavior that was once off the charts, now that exact same behavior falls under the category of the new normal. It's the new normal. And so it's not, and it gets crazier than that. Not only is it the new normal, but it is the accepted consensus standard of behavior. And I don't want to get up to the specifics. You're an adult. You know what I'm talking about, but that's what's happening in our world. Okay, so now we leave those areas. Those were easy areas in the sense that we see them, we hear them, they're all around us constantly. But now we have political beliefs, economic beliefs, religious or spiritual beliefs. We now have moral beliefs, things that are considered moral, things that are considered immoral. We now have a new normal in economics and a new normal in standards of economic belief systems, etc. And you can imagine where this is going. What was once militantly looked down upon, I mean, that was the general consensus for many of you and people like me once upon a time in America. Once upon a time in America, it was considered really out there, really off the charts to believe in certain things. So the ideology, let's say, of communism and Marxism and socialism, when I was a kid in certain age categories, and probably when you were a kid in certain age categories, that was considered and perceived as communism, Marxism, socialism. And not only that, it was not only perceived in those categories, it was the mainstream point of view that those categories like communism, Marxism, socialism, that those categories were in terms of the collective mindset, were considered very, very dangerous, very, very destructive for our culture and society. Not only that, those belief systems in the average person's mind, and back then, the average person could rattle off 30 different reasons for why they believe that. But back then, people believed that the ideology of communism, Marxism, and socialism, that these things were very destructive to a society. They believed that if you embrace those things, you were going to have totalitarianism, dictatorship, a loss of your rights, a loss of your freedoms, a guarantee of poverty. You lose all your rights, like the Bill of Rights, like freedom of religion, freedom of the press, and other such freedoms. You just lost them all. It was considered common knowledge that any nation that went down the road of communism, socialism, and Marxism was on the road to hell and destruction. So what happened? What happened? Well, the same thing that happened with sexuality, morals, the new normal in sexuality, etc. There was a reconditioning process that occurred on a mass level. And then that same reconditioning process on a mass level happened in society among students and adults. And so things that were once blatantly obvious to the average American, such as the incredible dangers and destructiveness of these political ideologies like communism and Marxism and socialism, now our society has flipped. It's gone upside down completely. And I just want to pause for a moment, because when we get back, I want to dissect with you how it was and why it was that the radical transformation that happened was so fast, so radical, so revolutionary, and why this massive transformation took place in our society with little or no resistance in the church and outside of the church. Why is it that we had a radical transformation in our society with very few voices to contend for the truth? So in a moment, we're going to get back to that. You're listening to the Paul McGuire Report. I'm Paul McGuire. Visit paulmcguire.us. That's paulmcguire.us. And we'll be back in just a moment. You are now listening to the Paul McGuire Report. I'm Paul McGuire. So what happened? This is what happened. When we examine the basic formula, and there is a formula, for what is commonly known as social engineering, brainwashing, mass mind control, propaganda, indoctrination, advertising, public relations, etc., etc., we have to come to terms, you know, you can't hide from this because it's going to continue. And I want to bring up on the Paul McGuire Report today what I believe is going to continue and what I believe you can realistically expect to happen in our future. So, the masters of psychological transformation, who were all scientists, because in the 1800s, things like persuasion and propaganda and public relations and all those things were no longer just political strategies. They became scientific disciplines. And when you completed certain requirements within the box of scientific requirements for brainwashing, for mind control, for hypnotic programming, and so on and so forth, the mind control scientists taught professors and indoctrinated students. They infiltrated the entertainment business. They infiltrated all aspects of society. So when you began to implement what these scientists in the newly developed sciences of propaganda and mind control and social engineering and public relations and advertising, et cetera, when you began to implement the expected scientific procedures, you could essentially guarantee among certain percentages of the public, you could essentially guarantee that you would see radical behavioral transformation, that you would see radical transformation from propaganda, indoctrination, brainwashing, that these were not just the art forms of, you know, George Orwell and Big Brother and 1984 and Brave New World, that these were now in the Brave New World of Aldous Huxley and the Brave New World of George Orwell in 1984, these areas were now qualified scientific procedures, scientific methodologies. And when you use them properly, it could be almost guaranteed that you could take any area that you chose to target as your transformational goal. You could take any area, target that area, implement a radical ideological social transformation, and in a relatively short period of time, if you expertly implemented the techniques of social transformation in the way that the totalitarian governments taught people to use them, you would see in a short period of time the most radical social transformation, the most radical ideological transformation, the most radical sexual behavioral transformation, societal transformation, the destruction of the family unit transformation. You would see with not that great of a difficulty, you would see a radical social engineering, mind control, propaganda, hypnotic programming released on the mass culture that would produce radical changes and radical results in a short period of time. And that's where we are. So whatever subject you want to talk about, and we could go on for an hour, we're not. But whether it's sexuality or politics or economics or if it's behavior, if it's right and wrong, if it's morality, if it's do we believe in God or do we not believe in God, whatever the given ideological subject matter is, when you apply the scientific disciplines of scientific mind control, hypnotic programming, and all the scientific techniques that go along with it, you could, in a very short period of time, produce radical revolutionary change in America or any other nation. So what's happened to America since the 1940s? What's happened in America has been a total social revolution, a total sociological revolution, economic revolution, political revolution, sexual revolution, the destruction of the family unit revolution. A mass revolution has occurred because the totalitarian scientists that know how to manipulate the mind and human behavior targeted the United States of America, targeted the youth population, and they unleashed the fury of psychological warfare upon our nation. And our nation, starting in the 40s, ending up now, has gone through a process of a very revolutionary and radical transformation that has completely changed every fabric of our society. Now, given that that's the case, and it is the case, we scientifically can accumulate the latest data, information on the new normal, the old normal, the current normal. We can calculate in things like mass formation. We can calculate in
all kinds of things. And we can expect to see with 100% mathematical certainty, we can expect to see a continuation even more powerful than before. We can expect to see a continuation of the most radical, mass revolutionary, transformational changes in every facet of our society, from child rearing to the educational system, to Christianity and the Christian churches and the content of Christianity. You can not, this is not magic ball time. You're not predicting something. On the basis of pure science, you are projecting on the basis of scientific, sociological trends, you are projecting, I believe, with 100% accuracy, precisely what our future is going to be like. Now, let's just stop for a moment. I've spent a lifetime studying this subject matter. I became obsessed with it. While other people, and I don't apologize for it, by the way, while my friends and stuff were obsessed with baseball, football, basketball, and those kinds of things, which is fine. I played all the sports, I just wasn't obsessed with them. At the same time they were obsessed with sports, I was obsessed with the radical transformation going on in our society and exactly how and why this radical transformation was happening in our society. I became obsessed with it. And so I did everything I could to learn everything I could, to study every book I could, to study every scientific theory I could, on the principles of brainwashing and mind control. So you say, you're a weird kid. Well, whatever I was, it had to do with me being in synchronization with God's call on my life. Because now it's late in the day and we all have different callings. I'm not knocking your calling. Don't knock my calling. My calling was by God, was to understand all this stuff. And then, after I understood it, to incrementally break it down and teach it to God's people so that I could function as an intelligent watchman on the wall and blow the trumpet of warning, which I've been doing for 40 years. And so, that's my call. Except, my call is enhanced by the intensive study of the scientists who developed these technologies and sciences that are able to produce radical and mass transformation. You're listening to the Paul McGuire Report. I'm Paul McGuire. We will be back in just a moment. And remember, visit paulmcguire.us. Spread our messages far and wide to as many people as you can while there's still time. And there is still time. But it's going to require a radical confrontation with stupidity, being stuck in the mud, and collective denial. You've got to be willing to look in the mirror and say, we are where we are, because we chose to be in denial. And we don't have to be there forever. The worst projections that I could make don't have to come true if God's people would simply own up to the fact that certain things are inevitably going to happen. And thank God. Thank God has known this before it happened, and God has given us the power, the wisdom, the energy, and the resources to defeat these trends, to defeat this all-out attack on our society. And you better reread your Bible, because if you come away from reading your Bible and you come away with the mindset of apathy and indifference, you're not reading the Bible properly. Let's say that again. If you come away from reading the Bible with apathy, lethargy, a dazed and confused look, I want to say to you again, you're not reading the Bible accurately. God never communicates to his people a message that we could call the doldrums or dazed and confused. If you're hearing a message that is dazed and confused, you're not listening to the Spirit of God and you're not reading the Word of God. There is still an opportunity to change the future. And by the way, the witches know that. People into witchcraft know that. People into Satanism know that. People into the occult know that. People into the military sciences of propaganda know that. People in every spectrum of discipline and reality all seem to know that given certain changes, you can change reality. They know that as a scientific fact. They know as a scientific fact that we are not doomed to live in a fatalistic universe. This is a scientific fact. Now, let me just illustrate this. This is part of the subject matter of my new book, Power from On High. If you take the word witchcraft, and witchcraft, by the way, as you know, we've discussed it on the program a lot, witchcraft is the fastest growing religion in America, right? It's true, it is. But if you take the linguistic definition of the word witchcraft, this is what it means. It comes from the Latin root word. Witchcraft comes from the Latin root word Wicca, which comes from the root word of Wicca, as in Wiccan, as in witchcraft. As in, I'm giving you a large but integrity definition of what witchcraft is, because the witches know this, Christians don't. Witchcraft is all about the reconfiguration of reality, which is just a fancy way of saying witchcraft is all about the radical transformation of the future. Witchcraft is about the transformation of the future, the reconfiguration of the future reality. That's what Satanism, witchcraft, Wicca, paganism, they're all about. So let me ask you a question, and it's really a no-brainer. If the witches understand this, and they do, and if the witches practice this, and they do, and if the New Age movement practice this, and they do, and the Satanists practice this, and they do, what's wrong with that picture? For crying out loud, what is wrong with that picture? If those that serve Satan and Lucifer understand the full definition of the dark arts, in that witchcraft comes from the root definition of using demonic power to reconfigure your reality, or using demonic power to transform your reality. Now, the devil has given that power to his people on one hand, and God has given that power to his people on the other hand. And God wants his people to wake up. See, you can't have a great awakening if you're asleep. It doesn't take much of an IQ percentage to understand one of the basic laws of reality that God embedded in our DNA for our own good. And that law embedded in our reality, in our DNA, tells us that there is no such thing as an impossible situation. And it teaches us and tells us that we have been given the supernatural power by God to change the future, transform the future. We have been given the supernatural power by God to reconfigure our reality or reconfigure the future. God's people have been given the power to reconfigure reality. So what that means is if you really read your Bible and take the time to get mean and lean and really understand the powerful truths that ripple through the Bible because of the dunamis, the dynamite force of the Holy Spirit, then you receive power from on high, and then you're not walking around like a religious simpleton. You're walking around clothed with power from on high. You're armed and dangerous spiritually. That's what God wants you to be. So we look at our reality. It's coming at us like the train stations, and you're in the train. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to project where our reality is going and will be in the next 5 years, the next 10 years, the next 20 years, the next 30 years. You can project by using your God-given brain what our world, what our reality is going to be like, what it's going to be composed of. By simply analyzing the given data at the present moment, assembling the data at the present moment, and then on the basis of analysis of the present data at the moment, you can project with 100% accuracy where our nation, our society, where our church, where our culture, where our world is going to be with 100% accuracy. Okay, you can do that. And it doesn't take much of imagination to do that. So do it, for crying out loud. And what does your God-given brain tell you? What's coming up on the horizon very quickly? It tells you that we are moving into a world that will be composed of a world totalitarian state, a world socialist state. We're going into a world where all of our freedoms, freedom of speech, freedom of the press, freedom of religion, and all of our rights are going to be taken away from us. How do you know that? Well, you know that through a multiplicity of reasons. First and foremost, the people that rule our world, the globalist elite, are telling you that. They're telling you what their game plan is right out in the open. So you know what they're up to. The global reset is a global heist. The global reset is a con job. It's an act of war. It's a violent takeover of your nation, your children, your future, your wallet, your money. Analyze all the components of the Great Reset, and what do you discover? Number one, they plan to take all of your money away from you and your family and children. You say, how do you know that? Because I make a practice of walking around with my eyes open and not shut. How do I know that? Because everything they're doing now and what they're announcing with their with their mouths, is that the global reset is the manufactured creation of a new world order, which consists of a one world government, one world religion, one world economic system, a cashless society, and a one world economic system where you can't buy or sell without receiving a microchip implant in your hand or forehead. You can't buy or sell without getting a vaccination or a microchip implant. And that microchip implant, according to their words, according to their speeches, this is how their microchip implant works, according to them. It is a wireless computer-to-brain interface, and it is a wireless satellite-to-brain interface. It utilizes artificial intelligence. It utilizes synthetic telepathy intelligence. And it gives them the power now. They have this power now. They don't have this power a year from now or 5 years from now. You have to come to terms with the basic fact that they have this power at this exact moment. What is the power? They have the technological and scientific ability to read your mind, to read the mass mind of the population through electromagnetic frequencies and microchip and DNA chip implants. They can read your mind. They can read the minds of hundreds of millions of people simultaneously. And so they know what you're thinking. Whether you're thinking about revolution, whether you're thinking about revolting against them, whether you're thinking about acquiescing and going along with their program, they know what you're planning and what you're thinking ahead of time. Because the technology I just described to you is operational and has been for some time. Now, the other thing is, they have the power now. The power isn't coming a year from now or 5 years from now. The power is available to them now, the Global Reset people, the World Economic Forum. The power they have available to them now is this. They can, through the embedding of microchip implants, nanochip implants, and other such technologies, they have the power to change your mood, your disposition. They can, with the pressing of a button, make you psychotically angry. They can make you compliant and hypnotically dazed. They can make you a Marxist. They can make you a capitalist. They have the power now to totally control every major category of thought in your brain. It's available to them now. And you say, what do you mean? I never heard it before. Of course you never heard it before. Let me ask you a question. What do you watch on television? What newspapers do you read? What radio programs do you listen to? What media do you absorb? And if you tell me, like a somnambulistic, I can't pronounce it because I'm tired, but you know what I mean. If you approach it like a zombie and you simply absorb without questioning what they're embedding in your brain, you have no power to think critically or independently. They can control your thoughts and read your thoughts before you think them. And this is happening now. Now, the other thing that they can do is that with this technology, they can predict based on artificial intelligence and sophisticated computerized algorithms. They can predict with 100% accuracy what you're going to be thinking 10 years from now, what you're going to be thinking a year from now, and what you're going to be thinking 3 years from now. They have the technological power based on algorithms, which are artificial intelligence computerized formulas that enable the elite to predict your behavior, your thoughts, your belief systems, even before you think them or absorb them. They have that power. That's why I know what's going to happen, because I am not sitting in a hypnotic daze in front of Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, NBC, CBS, or any of the other Orwellian television networks, or any of the other Orwellian mainstream media. I am not in a hypnotic trance state being spoon-fed mind control thoughts. You understand? I said no to that, as you should say no to that, a long, long time ago. Now, this game, this cerebral, intellectual game that incorporates predictive programming, the enemy can use it with artificial intelligence and computer algorithms. But God has given you stuff that you have no idea what God's been given to you, because you're in a somnambulistic daze. God has given you the most powerful weapons, the most powerful knowledge in all the universe. All you have to do is flip the switch into the on position. All you have to do is turn that brain power on. And you can do it anytime you choose to do it. That's how intense and how awesome our God is. Why? Because you have the mind of Christ. And this is what you can do. Just like they can use computer algorithms, and they can use predictive programming to predict with 100% accuracy what you're going to believe, what you're going to do in the future. You, as a child of God, can do the same thing. God has given his children his form of predictive programming and his form of the mind of Christ. And this is how it works. You can turn it on really easy. In fact, it's fun to use. First of all, it requires that you do a minimal amount of study and reading of what the globalist elite are planning to do, because they're announcing it in their own words, their own videos, and their own plans. They're coming right out and telling you what the game plan is. All you got to do is tune in and listen to it, and you're not in the dark anymore. Number two is, God would not have given you the enhancements that he's given you to understand what they're going to do in the future and understand what they're going to think in the future. God would not have given you all of those abilities if he didn't also give you the capacity to use those abilities at a fully operational level. Now, what does that mean? God, for example, has given you the only book ever written in the history of the world, which is predicting for you the future before it happens. God has given you not just a book, God has given you a supernatural book that has given you the supernatural power to predict what is going to happen in the future. And so if you would bother to read this supernatural book called the Bible and Bible Prophecy, if you would bother to read this supernatural book, you would discover that in God's supernatural and prophetic book, He tells you all about a future time in mankind's history where the technological elite will be able to read your mind, that they're going to create a one-world economic system, they're going to create a one-world government, they're going to create a one-world religion, and they're going to create a nanochip implant and a DNA chip implant where you will be able to buy or sell on a wireless technology basis. The Bible also supernaturally tells you the name of this top technology. It's called the Mark of the Beast 666. God tells you exactly in detail how this global economic system's going to work. And the way it's going to work is you can't buy or sell anything unless you reject Jesus Christ as Lord and you choose to accept and worship the Antichrist as God. God's telling you this in advance. Why? To freak you out and give you hyper-paranoia? God is giving you this information to have you go crazy and psychotic and paralyze you with total fear that you have a meltdown? No, of course not. God is giving you all of this information for the same reason every powerful nation on earth has very powerful intelligence agencies, intelligence technology, and with their intelligence agencies and intelligence technology, they can spy and predict the future, the economic system, the government system, and all the other systems. The intelligence agencies can predict in detail exactly what's going to happen. And you have access to that same knowledge, that same supernatural wisdom. But let's turn it up to a higher power. Let's turn it up to a higher velocity. And what do you discover? You discover that God, in addition to everything else I just told you that God gave you, God has uniquely equipped you to live in this time zone for such a time as this. He's already downloaded into you everything you need to be victorious and more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. So, God has given you supernatural power. And He didn't give you supernatural power for you to pick your nose with it. He gave you supernatural power so that you would be more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. And the supernatural power that God gave you is called the power of the Holy Spirit. And you have been clothed with the power of the Holy Spirit, which translated means the dunamis, which means the dynamite power of the Holy Spirit, the explosive dynamite power of the Holy Spirit. God has given that to you in the last days so you could be victorious in the last days. So God has given you an incredible array of technology and weaponry. You have been given the supernatural warfare and weaponry of God. For the weapons of our warfare are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. You're not fighting the demons, the devils, the totalitarians, the globalist elites. You're not fighting them based on your earthly strength, your earthly wisdom, and your earthly power. You have to make a decision by faith. And that means you immediately make the choice right now by faith By faith, you make the choice to access, at this very moment, the weapons of our warfare that are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. You access by faith, being clothed with the power of the Holy Spirit. And then you discover, as you read God's supernatural book, that God has given you the supernatural gifts of the Holy Spirit, such as the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, the gift of healing, the gift of prophecy. And that means whenever you need it, if you don't shut yourself off from it, whenever you need it, you can access a word of wisdom, a word of knowledge, a word of prophecy, the gift of prophecy, the gift of healing, the gift of faith, and the supernatural power of God. You have all these supernatural powers and abilities that are not given for your amusement. They're given to you so that you can defeat the demonic armies. You can defeat the spirit of Antichrist. Why is all of that important? Because right now, where we are in real space, time, and history, we're at a juncture where the spiritual battle is raising to an all-time high. And you're in the middle of that spiritual battle, and it is the intention of God, it's the plan of God, that you don't lose that spiritual battle. No, it's the intention of God that you are victorious in that spiritual battle, and that you're more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. You see, all the things that you've been learning that you thought you forgot, you didn't forget. The Holy Spirit supernaturally enabled you to store them in your memory. The Holy Spirit equipped you to remember all kinds of truth from the Word of God. And so when you review in your mind the historical account of David and the historical account of Joshua and Caleb, the historical account of the prophet Daniel, the historical account of Joseph, and on and on and on, the apostles, what do you discover? That all of these men and women were given the supernatural power of God. There were two kinds of Christians that God commanded to invade the promised land, also known as the land of Canaan, that was packed with DNA-modified giants. And so the first group of these warriors of Israel, God commands to go in and invade the land of Canaan, and he commands them to destroy the giants in the land. But the children of Israel who make the attempt to invade Canaan do so from a spirit of fear. And because they're moving in to conquer the promised land in a spirit of fear, they freak out, they retreat, they come back to God with their knees shaking, and they tell God, we can't defeat these people because they're like giants and we're like grasshoppers in their eyes. There's no way we can win this. So God is disgusted with them because of their unbelief. And then God commands his people that have faith in the power of God, who have faith in the miraculous. God commands Joshua and Caleb, who are filled with faith, to invade the promised land of Canaan and give him a report of what's happening. So Joshua and Caleb invade Canaan, and Joshua and Caleb's perception is completely in sync with God's. And they say to God, God, we are more than capable of conquering the giants in the land of Canaan, because we perceive them, perception, we perceive them as grasshoppers, and they perceive us as giants. Perception controls reality. And then they said to God, and we are well able to take or possess the land in your name. So all of a sudden, the armies of Joshua and Caleb invade the land of Canaan, perceiving the giants as insects and perceiving themselves as giants. They conquer the land of Canaan. They slaughter the giants. They just wipe the giants out. And then they conquer the entire land of Canaan. They wipe all the Rephaim, Nephilim, DNA engineered. Sounds like today, doesn't it? They destroy all the offspring of Bill Gates and the World Health Organization. Let's just put it that way. And they conquered the land of Canaan. And now they are victorious, as God commanded them to be victorious. But then there are other examples. Daniel exceeds all the prophets, the magicians, the sorcerers of ancient Babylon. Joseph, he exceeds all the sorcerers, the magicians, the astrologers ancient Egypt. And both Daniel and Joseph get promoted to the highest ranking positions in the land. And God uses them in a powerful work of redemption. And God's people are winning right and left. Now, let's look at this from a GPS perspective. Let's look down on planet Earth and let's review what God has taught us. God has equipped you and God has equipped me, just like he did Joseph, Daniel, Joshua, Caleb, and many others. God has equipped us to be more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. So, even though we're in the last days, and in the last days, just as God predicted, there's the one world government, one world religion, one world economic system, new world order, also known as the global reset. That's all rising. The Antichrist is there, genetically altered. The false prophet is there. And God's people are clothed in power from on high. And yet, we're in the middle of the last days. But notice that God's people, who have been properly clothed with power from on high, have no fear in the last days. Just like you shouldn't have fear in the last days. And so, because you're walking in faith and not fear, and because you're calling on the Lord to clothe you with power from on high, you enter the last days as a victorious warrior, along with the angelic armies of Almighty God. And you know, from the fact that you've read your Bible, you know that the second coming of Jesus Christ is drawing closer and closer and closer. So you certainly don't have fear. You're filled with the dunamis, the dynamite power of God. You're filled with the boldness of the Holy Spirit. And you're victorious. And so, with the acknowledgement that the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, is on his way. And by the way, he's not late. He's on his way and he's not late. The people of God the faithful remnant begin to rouse themselves all over America, all over planet Earth. And guess what happens? First in America, a national revival explodes in flames upon America. The American church is radically transformed and radically encountered by Jesus Christ, and power from on high sets the true Bible-believing church into flames, into combustion, power from on high. And the fires of an authentic biblical revival that the Pilgrims and Puritans first brought here in the 1600s, it ignites all across America. All across America, you see Christians walking around on fire. And as Christians walk around on fire, the demonic entities begin to enter spontaneous combustion. They just burn up in flames. And then the flames of revival from America pop the Pacific and Atlantic Ocean, and the flames of revival in America set on fire the European Union, which is the revived Roman Empire. The flames of revival from America set on fire the global reset, the computer systems, the mark of the beast, their genetic laboratories. The flames of fire spread from America to every continent on planet Earth, burning up the demonic entities so that souls can be saved. And I'll end it right there. I mean, for crying out loud, what are you waiting for? God is about to do this. We're in striking distance. God is about to do this. You say, well, where did it say that in the Bible? I'll tell you what. Why don't you read your Bible and read in your Bible about what happens in the last days? And you can read as easily as I can. You'll see that in the last days, God pours out the dunamis, the dynamite power of God. And the dynamite power of God is the dunamis. It explodes violently in flames and violently in the spirit. And it burns and it sets the nations on fire, beginning with America. I don't know about you, but I think you've got a lot to look forward to. God bless you. This is Paul McGuire. Help me spread the fire. Help me spread this message far and wide. And help me reach this nation and wake up a sleeping church. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Visit paulmcguire.us. That's paulmcguire.us.